You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
The words decimate and unique are quintessential examples of how a word's meaning can shift from its etymological root.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Kurzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Anne, I had never thought about this word before, and when you started telling me about it, I was sort of struck by its beauty, honestly. I'm excited for you to share this with our listeners.
Quintessential is a beautiful word and a fascinating word. Quint, once you think about it, you realize, oh, wait, that's five in Latin, and this is where we get things like quintuplets. And I paired it with decimate and unique because decimate and unique also have numbers in their etymologies. So unique has one at its core, and it has long meant one of a kind, but it has undergone change and can mean highly unusual. And decimate used to mean to kill one in every 10, but now means to destroy something in large part. I hear people still worry about the changes with unique and sometimes even with decimate, but I have never heard anyone worry about the fact that quintessential or quintessence has also changed meaning over time. Rebecca, have you ever heard anyone talk about this?
No, but I've definitely heard people talk about the other two. Quite a bit, actually.
So quintessence comes into English in the mid-1400s, and the Oxford English Dictionary explains how in classical and medieval philosophy, it was a fifth essence that existed in addition to the four elements, earth, water, air, and fire. And it was supposed to be the substance that composed celestial bodies. By the late 1400s, it generalizes so that it can be the essence that can be extracted from any substance. So you see the quintessence of gold or of a poison. And then by the mid-1500s, it can be used to refer to the essential feature or part of any non-material thing. So the quintessence of mischief or the quintessence of reason. And that's related to the meaning that many are familiar with in quintessential, relating to the most typical or the purest example of something. So, Rebecca, I found a great example about the quintessential sound of the 1980s, which apparently is ripping Velcro.
Considering the shoes that I wore all through the 1980s, I can confirm that that is likely the quintessential sound of the 80s.
Now, there are a couple of usage issues with quintessential that some commentators have their eye on. You can find a few examples where quintessential is being used to mean of the utmost importance or even necessary or essential. We see that in something like, this is something that it is quintessential to preserve.
So that's not how I would use it, but I also don't know that I would get really spicy about somebody else using it.
Yeah, and we've got that recorded back into the early 20th century. Now, Brian Garner, in his Modern English Usage Guide, also has his eye on confusion between penultimate and quintessential. And this would be something like, that is the penultimate human activity, which I don't think that someone means that is the second to last human activity.
It sounds like it should be more important than ultimate, though, doesn't it?
Now, while we're here, Rebecca, I do want to note that there has developed a specialized use in astronomy. The Oxford English Dictionary first records this in 1998 in a lecture by Paul J. Steinhardt and Robert R. Caldwell, and it was using quintessence to refer to a hypothetical form of dark energy. And since I am not an astronomer, I'm not going to go much further than that because I will probably get some of the details wrong. But it is a new use of this wonderful word, quintessence.
And what a lovely word it is. I have a much deeper appreciation for quintessential and quintessence. Thanks so much, Anne.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Anne Kurzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday on Weekend Edition. If you can't catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.